All right, it's 8:41 here on the ticket. Thought we would take some phone calls, and we understand that on the line we have somebody who is upset about last segment, your Jub Jam announcement. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's go to Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
Hey, Jub Jub, you remember me? It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne.
I remember you, but you're not my cousin.
You remember me, because I was the one that taught you that when you're stealing a girl's panties, you want the ones from the hamper, not the clean drawer.
All right.
God.
Come on.
Yeah, you always used to thank me for that, saying that thing really changed your life when I led you that way. Anyway, no. Hey, listen, I'm still living up on the old homestead here in Van Zandt County.
Yep.
Yep, still in the same single wide that's been in our family for six generations now.
Wow. Okay.
In fact, we got four generations living in it right now under one roof. Can you believe it?
That's amazing.
I've got great-grandkids now.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it? Can you believe I've gotten this old? I'm almost 40.
You're a great-grandfather?
Yeah, I tell you, we miss you out here. My wife was asking me why you ain't visited lately.
Never lived out there and never visited you there.
She said outside of me, you're her favorite first cousin.
Oh, gosh. All right. We are not cousins.
Said I'm a little bit better in the sack, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She said I'm better because I'll do things that you said that were, quote, unsanitary.
All right. Listen. I have nothing to do with your wife or you. We're not related.
High praise.
No, it's not.
Speaking of high, our son got kicked out of school for smoking marijuana. Yeah, he took my stash and blazed up in the bathroom. And,
oh, boy.
You know, kids will be kids, but, yeah, now we're worried he's going to have to repeat first grade.
First of all.
I told him, hey, listen, man, I didn't even get the privilege of going to first grade because of my felony record, so don't screw this up, you know? But he's an idiot, though. That kid's probably the dumbest of all of them that I got. But
well, don't say that.
You know, ever since he got kicked by that mule, he ain't been right in the noggin.
Oh, gosh.
That mule, that kick to the head, I mean, it knocked him into the well.
Oh, jeez.
We didn't even notice he's gone for about 2 days, and then, you know, didn't even get around and start looking for him till day four, because a lot of times they'll show back up, you know?
Yeah.
But, and then it took me a week of off and on work with the backhoe to get him out of that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's pretty dehydrated when I pulled him out of there. And I said, son, how the hell you get dehydrated in the bottom of a well?
Oh, jeez.
He said, Daddy, they ain't got no Mountain Dew down there. So,
that's a man.
He didn't know you could drink water. But, hey, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Why do you think you're so much better than me?
Well, I don't think I'm better than you.
Yeah, you do. Come on. I just wish you'd be honest about it. You done up and moved to the big city to get away from us.
I never lived in Van Zandt County.
Probably eat off real plates. Probably wear shoes daily.
Yeah.
I mean, but come on, man. You know, I grew up with you. I know you.
We did not grow up together.
Hey, you still hate wearing condoms?
Okay, that's just a made-up
Oh, we're learning
facts.
A lot about you, George.
Why the hell didn't you invite me to Jub Jam? You having a big country concert?
Everybody's invited.
The country person you and I actually know?
Everybody's invited to Jub Jam.
So I can come out there?
Yeah, if you buy a ticket, I'm not getting you a pass.
I don't know if I can afford a ticket now.
All right.
And
well,
can you come pick me up? My car ain't working.
Well, not day of. I got a lot of things going.
Well, if I have to get out there myself, I tell you, I'm going to have to get out there in my other vehicle.
What's that?
Well, nothing runs like a deer, so I'll probably make it the whole way. It'll take a while. I could bring my wash tub and play a little bass roll, Bobby Duncan. How's that sound?
Yeah, we good. I think we're okay.
Maybe take some spoons up there if I can find a pair. They get thrown away. Hey, listen.
What?
I hate to bother you, but
here comes another surgery.
Could you loan me about $1,000?
For what?
Well, to pay interest on the $100,000 I also want you to loan me.
So I'm in for 101 now?
He's proactive.
I tell you, I'm in debt up to my ball sack to some meth dealers out here, and they don't mess around, and I really got to pay them back. Jub Jub, and you're the only one I know that's rich in our family, so.
I'm not rich, and
no. Please, I'm in bad financial shape, and I know it's all my fault.
Yeah.
Because they're still auto-drafting off my bank account for a pledge I made to some Stop the Steal thing, and they're still drawing off me, and I can't get them to quit.
Well, I can't help you there, Elmer
but
Wayne.
Also, hey, listen.
What?
You're a pretty healthy guy, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you donate me part of your penis?
That's it.
A pit bull bit off the tip of my penis, and since we're close relatives, no, you probably are a match.
They don't have matches for...
My wife says she will accept the downsizing, but she just wants it to be all there.
Okay.
Boy, he's asking an awful lot of you today.
Come on, I'm your kid.
No. Go ahead, George, let him in the Jub Jam.
Yeah, well,
and then you don't have to worry about the other stuff.
$1,000 in the tip of your penis. Woohoo, I am Audrey.
All right, see ya. There he goes. Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.